seconds.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very pleased to welcome the PR director at First Liberty Institute, Lathan Watts. Lathan, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. I was telling folks in the first segment to be sure and get over to the website, firstliberty.org, firstliberty.org, and to take the 10 shocking attacks on religious freedom. I have to tell you, I didn't do real well because I attributed some of the stuff that was there to the U.S. when it was China, and I attributed a couple of things that were here to China. So I ended up at 50%. I'm so embarrassed. It's terrible. But but there's such a mix, though, right? I mean, when you stop and think about it, between the things that are happening here versus the things that you would expect to happen over there, man, it's bad. Talk to us about your latest case regarding Lacey Smith. That's something else.
Certainly, yeah. So we represent Lacey Smith and one other flight attendant from Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines posted on their company's internal kind of message board, like an intranet. They posted a statement that the company was supporting the Equality Act and solicited feedback from the employees. They encouraged employees to comment and discuss the Equality Act, and these two flight attendants posted questions about it that indicated their opposition to the Equality Act based on their religious beliefs. Lacey Smith simply asked the question on that internal message board, do you as a company believe that it's possible to legislate morality? And Alaska Airlines said specifically about Lacey's question that discussing sexual orientation or gender identity as a moral issue was discriminatory, and they fired both of these flight attendants. So we now represent both of them. We filed two charges of discrimination with the federal EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, for Alaska Airlines, firing of them, which violates federal and state civil rights laws. You know, there's the Civil Rights Act 1954, Title VII, which prohibits employment discrimination on the basis of religion.
Right.
So we filed these charges with the EEOC, and now we'll wait to see how the commission deals with them. And once we have some sort of decision from the EEOC, then we'll you know, work with the clients to take the next steps, you know, to resolve this in a way that they're happy with. But it just goes to show that you know, when companies engage in this sort of you know, woke kind of virtue signaling, they have a responsibility to their employees, which hold different views. And I actually think, you know, if a company is going to enter into kind of the political fray the way Alaska Airlines did, supporting the Equality Act, their initial action, what they did, you know, informing the employees that they were supporting it and requesting their feedback, that's actually a good thing. So what they did wrong was firing two employees for giving the feedback that they didn't like. You know, so they requested feedback from the employees, and then when they got them, you know, from these two flight attendants that wasn't in line with sort of the company line, they fired them for it. And well, you can't do that in this country.
Well, and something else that is a part of this, because, you know, if Alaska Airlines was a singularly privately held corporation or company, right? You know, private business individuals have a right to believe whatever they want to believe, and if they want their employees right. that they hire to align with that, that's perfectly fine. But Alaska Airlines is a publicly traded company. So what does that mean? That means that the individuals that own stock in Alaska Airlines are the owners. And in that kind of a scenario, when you do those kinds of things, what you're essentially saying to half of your owners is, we don't care what you think. We're going to do this. It's kind of the tail wagging the dog, if you will.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime, you know, you're a commercial enterprise and you take a stand on a political issue, you run the risk of alienating, you know, as you said, probably, you know, half your customers, maybe half your shareholders, certainly your employees. And I really think, you know, the only way this sort of cancel culture is going to stop is going to take people like Lacey Smith and this other flight attendant mm-hmm. taking a stand on their own behalf. But it will also take, you know, as you mentioned, shareholders in these companies telling these companies that we're not on board with this. You know, as you said, we're part owners of this company. We want you to be a profitable enterprise. You know, mm-hmm. You know, if you're Alaska Airlines, just fly people to Alaska. Leave the politics to other people. And I really think that is what it's going to take is shareholder actions to get these companies, you know, to just stick to business. You know, and if, you know, if you make the decision to sort of enter the political fray, you can't fire your employees if they disagree based on their religious beliefs, as these two did. If they disagree, if they give you feedback that is not in line with what you want.
Well, and especially like you said, if you're opening up and asking for feedback, then you know it would seem as though you're saying, we want to know what you, our employees, think about this situation, and there you go. I would just refer folks to the Free Enterprise Project and Justin Danhof at National Center for Public Policy, where they go in, and this is exactly what you know what they are engaged in. Is challenging in the stockholder meetings these companies that go woke like this. You know, there's a couple of other ones too, and I really want to talk about this for a minute, and that is a gentleman who recently passed former U.S. Navy chaplain, Wes Martyr. I got a chance to meet Wes several times at some Value Voter Summit events and a CPAC event as well, and actually still have it, but his phone number in my phone, and we exchanged, you know, texts and some communications, and he was a guest on my program in the past, and he just recently passed away, and he was, my goodness, what a tremendous example of, you know, of someone standing up for his strongly held Christian biblical values.
Yeah, he was a great man, and he was a chaplain in the Navy, as you mentioned. He was a chaplain for SEAL Team 6 at one point, and he was, you know, at one point was facing, you know, potentially career-ending action by the Navy for doing what he is supposed to do. He is a chaplain. He is supposed to counsel according to his religious beliefs. He's supposed to do that, and you know, it was an honor for all of us at First Liberty to represent him and protect him and stop the action that was taken against him. And, you know, it's something that we're all extremely proud of, the work that First Liberty does, protecting the rights of people who every day stand up to protect the rest of us. And he will be sorely missed, but he left a great and lasting legacy.
Yep, a very awesome individual, and of course we know that he is in heaven. Keep his family, keep the Martyr family in your prayers, if you would. We'll appreciate that, and I know they will as well. All right, vaccine mandates. We've got military vaccine mandates, and I know you guys are talking about the necessity for the right to religious accommodations on that. And the president, well, the guy sitting in the White House, Joe Biden, but Joe Biden said yesterday that he's becoming increasingly angry with those that are not, you know, taking the poke.
Right. And, you know, our office has been, even prior to the president's announcement yesterday, our office has just been flooded with calls from people who have religious convictions that would prohibit them from taking this vaccine. And so what I would ask, you know, anyone who's listening, if you're in this situation, we're getting more calls than we can handle. So what we've done is we've created a toolkit that explains how to request an exemption from any mandate based on your religious belief. And it's kind of broken down, but if you work in the private sector, if you work for government, if you're in the military, it's a free resource on our website. Please go to firstliberty.org first, read that, use it to, you know, adapt it to your specific situation to request your exemption. And then, you know, see if you get the exemption. If not, please come back to the website and click the Get Legal Help tab and let us know that way, because that's the only way we can really keep track of all these. We're literally now into the thousands of people asking us for help, and we don't want someone to fall through the cracks.
Well, and so, and folks, don't give up, don't give in, and don't feel like there's nobody there to help you, because again, you're going to be given, you know, tools to be able to use, and then you can follow that up with the phone call and with the direct response if necessary. And you know, I know you guys are working overtime on it. I know there are several. You know, Matt Staver's organization is working overtime on it. ADF is working over. I mean, you know, it's going to take a group effort by all of you guys to try to.
It's all hands on deck.
Yeah, exactly. To try to address this. Well, and then I want to shift over to businesses, because, you know, I mentioned just a moment ago, if you are a corporately, if you are on the stock exchange, you're a publicly held company, you have kind of one set of guidelines that you need to pay attention to. But if you are a privately held, the Cathy's, you know, they're Chick-fil-A, privately held company,
right.
Hobby Lobby, the Greens, another privately held company. But let's talk about, you know, the folks that are right at that 100 employee limit, okay? Somebody who has, you know, built a successful organization and they've gotten about 100, 110 employees, and now all of a sudden the president is wants to make them mandate to their employees that they must be vaccinated. That seems to me like that is a potentially a huge violation of someone's core beliefs.
Yes, and I expect, you know, there will be legal challenges to this. It's going to be, you know, interesting next few weeks to see, just as you said, if it's a family-owned business, even if they have, you know, 100 employees, we'll bring them under what the president announced yesterday, because he didn't make any mention of available exemptions for on the basis of religion,
right?
And so, you know, people that are in that boat need to certainly pursue an accommodation or an exemption from it based on religious grounds. And if it's not granted, then it may take litigation. And certainly, you know, we stand ready to help. Like I said, just come to firstliberty.org and complete that simple little form on the website at the Get Legal Help tab.
Amen. When you guys are looking at this situation, and I know that Kelly has come out on several occasions in the past and talked about, you know, gosh, you know, this is the worst that we've seen it, or what have you, something to that effect, basically. And he's talked openly about, you know, the Obama administration was very anti-religious. He spoke about that. The Trump administration was on the other end of that. They seemed to be very pro-defending religious liberties. We're back with the Biden administration to the levels that we were with the Obama administration, and maybe beyond that?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And religious liberty should not be a part of the nation. It should be something that everyone from all points along the political spectrum can agree on. That whether or not you disagree on policy, people have a God-given right to live according to their beliefs, and that's what First Liberty exists to protect, and we're here to help.
Amen. Firstliberty.org. Firstliberty.org. Be sure and get over there. Get that information downloaded. Thank you so very much for being with us, Lathan. God bless you, and a very happy, I don't know, a solemn remembrance day tomorrow, 9/11.
Thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and we are getting ready to remember 9/11. And where you were 20 years ago, I was the vice president of the Claims Conference of Northern California 20 years ago. And on that morning, I was in bed in California, just waking up. It was a little bit after 6 o'clock in the morning, just a few minutes. And there was a knock on my door. And the VP of my of sales for the company that I owned was with me at the conference, and he came over knocking on the door, and I got jumped up out of bed and went to the door, and he said, "Man, you have got to turn on the television." And I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Just turn on the TV." And I turned on the television at the point at which the second plane was hitting the second tower. And it was stunning. Of course, we all were stunned watching what took place. I threw clothes on very quickly and went downstairs. The conference floor was like a ghost town. There were just a few people milling about. We gathered some people together, and I led us in a prayer for our nation and a prayer for those that were impacted by the events that had happened. The towers then fell. And then we had already at that point, people that were headed over to Travis Air Force Base that were getting onto a military shuttle and being flown back to Washington, D.C., because we had first responders, emergency responders, medical response people that were trained in that, fire response people, a variety of different people that were associated with our claims association that were immediately called into action and flew from Travis back to Washington, D.C. And many of those, there's some stories out, but a number of those have died in years after that from the exposure to the gases there at the site. So we think about them, their families, and the battle that we've been in. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Hour number two, straight ahead.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.